Hello and welcome. Okay, so today I'm glad you're here because I'm going to share with you how I found one small, minute even, way to bring more joy into my life with one seemingly insignificant decision. I'm going to give you a little hint. Objects have energy. I found me an insidious little money belief and recently chucked it in the bucket. And I'm going to share the story with you today. So let's get started. Welcome to Becoming Lauren. I'm your host, Cheryl Ann. Hang out with me weekly as I share my journey to becoming Lauren, who, by the way, is my superpower, the goddess in me. She has and holds boundaries. She stands in her own power and she speaks her truth. She is a badass. I'm sharing what's working, what I've learned along the way, and my guests will share how they made the leap as well, all with the goal of inspiring you to find and embrace your inner goddess too. Let's do this thing. Okay, so we're going to start this episode by telling you that I love colored pens and markers. I adore them. I don't just love them. I adore them. They excite me and they make me want to write and doodle and, I don't know, do anything just to be able to use them. They light me up, like totally light me up. So a few years ago, I was in the dollar store, which is not really the dollar store. It's more like the, I don't know, $50 store by the time I get out of there. And I saw some colored pens and I thought, oh, you know what? I'm going to buy those. I actually bought them for work because, I don't know, anything to kind of brighten up work was my thought. And colored pens, like I said, they do it for me. So I picked some up at the dollar store. So I didn't spend a lot. I think, you know, they call it a dollar store, but I think, you know, it's either $1.25 or $2 or $4, whatever. I think these were probably like $1.25. So I grabbed them and I took them to work. I was so excited. I couldn't wait to open them. And then I didn't like them. They were just not vibrant enough and they weren't like gel pens. So they didn't write like really smoothly. And the color was just not vibrant. They were more like ballpoint pens, but they were like dull pens and I didn't enjoy them. So I, needless to say, I didn't use them very often. They just kind of sat in my desk. And the really funny thing is, I have this thing in my head. And actually, I know what this thing is. This thing is my mother's voice. My mother's voice in my head saying, you know, you can't throw them out. That would be wasteful. That's a waste of money. And just like other kids are starving in other countries, it would be like, you know, somebody else would love to have those pens. So you really just need to, you spent the money, you basically committed to them, you need to use them until they run out, and then you can buy new ones. Which, I guess, you know what? It's one of those things that I grew. It was the same thing if somebody asked me to go somewhere and I said yes, and then a better offer came along. My mother, she drilled it in my head. You made a commitment. You cannot back out on your commitment. You have to follow through on it. And I totally get that, you know, when it comes to making plans. I mean, you shouldn't cancel plans with someone and let them down in order to go do something with somebody else. You know what? That's going to be a topic for another episode because really, you know what, while it was drilled into me and I always believed that to be, you know, that was law. That was what was right. That was integrity and morals and ethics. I look at it now and, you know, just who I've becoming, and I do agree with, you know, keeping your commitments, but at the same time, you know, where you spend your energy and where you spend your time really does matter. So that is going, we're going to have to dive deeper on that one, I think, but let's get back to the pens. So, these pens, these colored pens that I'd been so excited about, they sat in my drawer and I never used them. I can't say I never used them. I tried every one of the colors and that's how I knew that I thought they sucked. But here's the worst part about it is they sat in my drawer because I couldn't throw them away because I had this, I get my mother's voice in my head. So I didn't throw them away, but every time I opened the drawer to get a pen out, it was a yuck feeling when I saw them, which is funny. Like, you wouldn't think that pens could do that. Like, pens are just inanimate objects. Really, how could they make me feel yuck? It's not like they, you know, told me I was ugly or anything. They just sat there, but they made me feel yuck every time I saw them. I think it kind of just made me feel like how good, you know, or how good I could have felt if they were the kind of pen that I would have liked, and how disappointed I was that they weren't everything that I wanted them to be. And the fact that they were sitting there and I didn't want to use them, but I didn't want to throw them out. And I didn't feel like I could go and buy new ones because it was a waste of money. So it was a real conundrum that I was in. And here's the really funny thing. So I ended up, when I left that job, I brought them home, because I bought them, so I was bringing home anything that I had bought and had put in my desk, and I brought them home and put them in my desk at home, and the yuck followed them. So now, when I would open my drawer to get out a pen, there they were again, and there was that yuck feeling again. So fast forward, I'm talking with my coach. All coaches need coaches. So I was talking to my coach, and we were starting on a new session together, and she had suggested that I get a journal, and she knows that I'm creative. I live to create. So she suggested that I maybe might want to get some nice colored pens when I pick up my journal. So because I'm working on wealth consciousness, which is not something I ever understood before now, and again, that will be something that I'll be sharing with you as I work through my coaching sessions. So instead of, you know what, at the dollar store, they have lots of journals. There's tons of beautiful journals that I've bought and already used. But this felt like something special. After all, it was wealth consciousness. So, you know, it doesn't feel so wealthy to go to the dollar store, which again is just a thought. But I decided that I had to go to Staples. So I figured since I was going to Staples to pick something up, it was a print that I had ordered. I thought, oh, while I'm here, I'm just going to go and check out the journals here. And I found a beautiful journal, and bonus, it was on sale. I mean, who doesn't love a sale? And I loved it because it was gold. It was a gold-colored journal. And it had the little word, the little word thoughts. And I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. I love the gold color. And the word thoughts was really small. So when I was looking at the price, you know, they have those little tickety things that tell you what the price is and then I guess the name of what it is. I looked and it said golden thoughts. And then it kind of clicked. The journal was gold and the word thoughts was on it. So golden thoughts. And I thought, ah, perfect. Exactly what I needed. So before I headed over to the Prince counter, I was like, oh, you know what? I love office supplies, and especially looking at pens, because I love writing with pens so much. Of course, the right pens. So I just had to go and take a peek. And I saw, of course, some vibrantly colored gel pens in four different colors, and colors I really like turquoise. There's pink, purple, and a green. The green was like, okay, but you know what? The other ones got me all excited. And so I hesitated because I knew I had already bought, even though I hated them, I already had already bought colored pens and I didn't need colored pens. But you know what? I wanted those pens. And I decided to buy them on a whim. And you know what? Honestly, they were $5.99. Really? I hesitated over $5.99. And, you know, it's not a matter of worth, but it is. You know, wealth consciousness has a lot to do with, I should have what brings me joy. I deserve what brings me joy. And there was no reason that I should be stuck with these yucky colored pens that were sucky and deny myself the pleasure that I thought I was going to get from those original ones that I never ever did. So I decided that I'm like, $5.99, give me a break. Yeah, man, I'm buying these. So I bought them. I couldn't wait to get home and try them. And I have to tell you that I freaking love them. I love, 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 love them. They are like, they're so smooth. They're gel pens. They're so smooth and vibrant. The colors are just so vibrant, like a field full of flowers. It's just amazing. So much so that I ended up going on Amazon and going to the Bic store. It was their Bic Gelosity, by the way, in case you want to buy them. And I found them, and I found 8 for, what was it, $9.97. And then they had the smear-proof ones that were $1 more. And I said, you know what? I love these pens so much. And it's just like, you know, when you go and buy, you find some lip gloss or whatever it is, just pick anything. You find something and you absolutely adore it. It's wonderful. If you don't go back and buy more and store them until your whatever ones you bought wear out, so you have, I'm telling you, they won't be in the stores again when you go to get them. They will have always discontinued them. It happens all the time. And tell me you haven't had this happen where your favorite thing is now no longer available and you're like, dang, now I have to like go and do all the research and find the exact same thing that I like, or not the exact same, because it's never the same. I still remember some things that I bought years ago that I loved back then and I could never find again because they discontinued them. I know progress and all, but really, do you have to do that to us? So here's the funny thing. I'm adopted. I don't know if I actually mentioned that in previous episodes, but I'm adopted. So the voice that I was hearing in my head was not my biological mother, but my adoptive mother. It was my adoptive mother who told me, you made a commitment, even if it was to those pens, and you can't waste that money because money doesn't grow on trees. So yeah, that was my adoptive mother. And my biological mother, I was telling her the story about these colored pens. Don't ask me why. But anyway, I was telling her about the story. And she said, well, you should have brought them. I would love to have them. I go, but you know what, Mom? They're not as good as these ones I just bought. The ones I just bought, like, they're just life itself. And she's like, I don't care. I'm sure I'll love them. You know what? We could always use more pens around here. So the funny thing is now, you know what? I don't have to throw them out. I don't have to feel guilty, even though I'm kind of getting over that a little bit. They will be put to good use with somebody else. She'll be happy to have them. And I'll be happy to be rid of them because now they won't be sitting in my drawer making me feel yuck when I look at them. So I guess the whole point is, what do you have in your head that keeps you? What story are you telling are you hearing in your head that stops you from feeling like you can just have what you want, that you deserve to have that joy in your life? Who or what is keeping you from being worthy or feeling worthy of what you want? Because I just told you the story of what was keeping me from doing what I wanted, and it was my mother's voice in my head. And I've challenged that, and now I will no longer keep things that don't bring me joy. Just like, what's that, Marie Kondo? If it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it. Because you know what? Looking at it, if you feel that yuck, then that's worse for you than spending the $5.99. Anyway, that's all I want to share today. You know, I know it was just a, sounds like a silly story about colored pens and how much I adore them, but it's not. It's how can you find more joy in your life? I think that's the biggest question you should ask yourself. How can you find more joy in your life? Anyway, if you'd like to talk about this or any other episode, please feel free to join me on my Facebook group, Calling All Goddesses, where we have these kind of conversations. And I hope you have a fabulous day. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, please go drop some love on it and leave me a review. It really helps others find my podcast as well. And please know that I really appreciate every single one. Make sure you subscribe as well so you don't miss it when the next episode goes live. And hey, if you know someone that would benefit from and enjoy this or other episodes, please share Becoming Lauren with them too. If you're looking for more connection, join my private Facebook group, Calling All Goddesses, or look me up on Instagram at becoming.thegoddess.lauren. Don't worry, all of the links are in the show notes. One last thing, have yourself a fabulous day and go out there and be your unique and wonderful self, because hey, no one else has that superpower.